All right, we're going to go ahead and quickly move into our post-practice with qualifying canceled media availability with Denny Hamlin, who will start from the pole position tomorrow. Denny has already been in here earlier today. Additionally, we are getting ready to go green with a NASCAR rally race. So we are going to take a few questions. I do ask that you hold it to one question. We'll get as many as in as we can. And to kick us off, we're going to go to Zach.
Zach Sterniello, NASCAR.com. Denny, I am curious what the package felt like. Was it as expected or any notable surprises?
No real surprises. Obviously, it's just a lot slower corner speeds than kind of what we've been running here. So it took a little getting used to for that, but nothing too surprising really. So we'll see what happens tomorrow. Definitely traffic is a big thing for sure until the track widens out, which it should tomorrow.
All right, can you get a microphone to Reed, please? Right here in the pink.
Reed Spencer with the NASCAR. I actually had a question about last week. Basically, into the race, you and Christopher chasing Suarez. You have faster cars, both of you, on better tires. I was just wondering if in the competition meeting, you did a post-mortem, looked at that, tried to figure out maybe is there another way we could have handled that at the end of the race and what that might have been.
Oh yeah, I mean if either one of us just commit to letting the other person go past the leader, but it'll never happen that way. So we both know that whoever can clear will go get the 7 pretty quickly. So and obviously we knew rain was there. So everyone's trying to get all the positions they can, and obviously we slowed each other down, but there's just no way you're going to get either one of us to agree to don't challenge the other so he can go take the lead and win. That just won't happen.
All right, Lee, right here. And then if I can get a microphone to Trenton, please. Thank you.
Lee Spencer, SiriusXM NASCAR Radio and CatchFence.com. Can you just talk about your dominance at Michigan? I mean, in the last 6 races, 5 top fives. I mean, in the defending winner, what is it that makes you so good at that track?
Yeah, it's high speed and it turns left. You know, those are the two things that typically we're really good at. And Michigan has always been a very momentum-based racetrack, and I feel like that's kind of, I've ran so many years. I know it doesn't relate in the sense of speed, but like the short tracks, the late miles I used to have to run were very momentum-based, and so I've just always been good at keeping high momentum speed up, and it's kind of a hybrid drafting track as well. So just all the little skill sets that you got to have kind of come together, and obviously I've been with really fast cars too. That helps.
All right, Trenton, go ahead.
Denny, Trenton Worsham, frontstretch.com. Third passes in practice, you're starting on the front row tomorrow. How does that feel to have both those things aligned up, that you have a fast car, but you're also starting on the front row, and you know what you have, basically?
Yeah, I mean, I think, definitely the first few laps were super important to kind of understand what we had and, what we need to work on for tomorrow. So, I definitely wanted at least a few laps of practice, got, a good 50-lap run there. Still have some work to do balance-wise, but the car has speed, so we can fix it from there.
All right, Denny, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Best of luck tomorrow.